Today's hits, yesterday's favorite, CKDR. Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me on the phone right now is David Rain. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Richard.
Everyone knows, besides Santa, that second name, okay, Rudolph, the third name, yeah, we'll go with the third name, David Rain, at this time of year, involved with the Festival of Lights. Festival of Lights, Dryden Cemetery, coming up, and you're busy.
Well, the temperature has changed, and we're able to start making ice candles. So, yeah, away we go, 2022, Festival of Lights at the Dryden Cemetery on Christmas Eve.
And let's talk about, prior to Christmas Eve, the process of how you make these ice candles and how we get them.
I have recruited, well, Tom and myself, and then I've recruited two other volunteers to help me out making ice candles. The production is going right now. You just have to give us a call, and we'll get those ice candles to you.
All right. The phone numbers to call then, David?
My phone number is 220-4640, and Tom Riley's number is 223-5132. And we'll be taking those orders for you.
If people would like to make a donation to what you are doing, where is that money going to be going to?
All monies that we collect through the ice candles will be going to Dryden Mental Health this year.
Now, you also supply not only the ice candle, but the candle itself inside, correct?
Yes, we do supply the candles.
There is a deadline as well to get that order in. Tell us about that.
I would like the deadline to be December 20th, but we're usually like, people are still kind of trying to get a hold of ice candles right to the last minute. But the 20th of December would really be appreciated.
So we get our ice candles from you and Tom, and then the Festival of Lights, Dryden Cemetery on Christmas Eve. Always a beautiful sight, David.
You know what? I've always called the Festival of Lights, it's a celebration of life for those who are no longer with us, family and friends, and people are very busy at this time of the year with Christmas and everything on the go. COVID's over, kind of, people are getting back out again. But it's nice to see young and old out at the cemetery on Christmas Eve, you know, just taking time, like giving a half hour, you know, family time and just gathering. And then they move on with their events for the evening on Christmas Eve. So that's really nice to see.
All money raised being donated to the Canadian Mental Health Association and supporting Dryden Community Programs, Festival of Lights, Dryden Cemetery on Christmas Eve. Make sure you get your ice candles ordered from David Rain and Tom Riley. Dave, anything else before we let you go?
I'd just like to say thanks to CKDR, and I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in 2023. All the best.
And right back to you, David Rain, my guest this morning with the Dryden Festival of Lights.